Going to move on to item seven, Nancy D. Ball. Morning, Mr. Madden.
Good morning, Mr. Travis. In the way of an introduction to those who may not have ever seen me before at the podium, I handle an area north of where Jay is. I handle Northumberland County and Westmoreland County, as well as King George County for now, and Fairfax County. But we're on the Northern Neck now. This is where we're headed today. I have two projects on the Northern Neck. And this one involves a dispute between a property owner and a neighbor. Nancy Ball requests authorization to construct a single 27-foot-long continuous height timber jetty adjacent to a man-made mooring basin situated along Nominee Creek in Westmoreland County. The project is protested by an adjacent property owner who is upstream and to the left of Ms. Ball's property. Here is an establishment slide. This is the Potomac River up here, Nominee Bay. The county seat is about 6 or 7 miles to the west, that being Montrose. There's Harvey Point right here. Here's the project location. Step in a little closer. That's Carey Point. I'm sorry, it's Carey Point. And here's the property right here. This is Nominee Creek and Barnes Creek. So they're in the proximate vicinity of the confluence of both of these creeks. What you see here is a drawing, and I will show you an aerial photograph as well as a ground shot, but I thought it important to show you right away what was originally brought to our attention. Mr. Delano, who represents Ms. Ball, talked to me after a public hearing up in Westmoreland County, and he was telling me that he has a problem with this existing boat lift being unable to be serviced at higher tide. He can get in there basically at low tide, and he asked me what could he do, and I said, well, typically the either you can dredge it out or you can build jetties to contain the and reduce the amount of material that would flow into the channel. So this is the original proposal. He wanted to get out to navigable depth of 40 feet. That will become significant in a moment. The proposed pier, as we see it here, would extend from the north side of the boat basin and connect to the existing bulkhead. The mooring basin is offset by approximately 50 feet from the property line to the north. That's right about here. The proposed jetty is aligned within the basin wall, which is at a slight angle to the bulkhead, and it fronts Nominee Creek. Accordingly, the basin terminus of the jetty would be 47 feet from the adjacent property exactly to the north. Ms. Ball has indicated that a continuous height jetty is proposed to stem the flow of sediment from Barnes Creek and the adjacent property into the mooring basin. The mooring basin, incidentally, was built in the early 60s, as far as I know. Ms. Ball owns a 27-foot powerboat, which keeps on that lift that I just pointed out. At present, she can only access Nominee Creek from her boat lift at high tide. She maintains that if she could reduce the flow of sediment into her basin, the normal boating activity would maintain a narrow channel into the basin. By construction of the jetty, she hopes to avoid having to either abandon the lift and construct a pier, which is on here. The drawing you see right there shows that there's a pier. They don't want to build a pier because they want to maintain that jetty the boat basin and have their access point to the boat being up in the head of that basin. The jetty is protested by Crystal Simpson. She owns the property up to this side over here. And Ms. Simpson is immediately upstream, as the evaluation points out. And you have a earlier email of June 21, 2012. Ms. Simpson expresses her concern that the sediment accumulation along the northern side of the jetty, which I'll point out here, in this pocket right here, will make it difficult for her father or grandfather to launch a boat from this location right here. Let's take a look at what we're seeing on the ground. Here's the boat lift and the man-made boat basin. All the moat area you see is owned by Ms. Ball. All here. Property line being somewhere along a sediment curtain in this location here. The Simpson property is along this slope. I should point out that prior, or about the same time the original submission came to our attention, Ms. Simpson requested and received authorization from the Westmoreland County Wetland Board to armor the shoreline, to install a, what you see here, a revetment and grade the slope and to stabilize a bluff which was probably washing a great deal of material down in this direction. This is, again, the Simpson property. Here's the boat launch area right along in here. What I could see is Ms. Simpson's father or grandfather launches a center console right off the beach. He goes right, backs the boat right off the beach in that area right there.
Is that right adjacent to the pier?
I'm sorry, Mr. Bennett.
Is that right adjacent to the pier?
Sir.
Right.
Yes, sir. That is the Simpson Pier. I should have pointed that out. Forgive me. That's the Simpson's Pier, and they have a slip at the end. But, yes, sir, that's they right along there, right by that seagrass. And then this is the Ball's bulkhead, which incidentally, when it was constructed, was aligned landward of mean low water. One thing that we did here was, in an effort to determine the movement of the sand and the possible impact the jetty might have, and to address Ms. Simpson's issues, we requested comment from VIMS, and the email is in your packet. Ms. Karen During responded, stating that that predicting the effects of the jetty would be difficult. Sedimentation into such small basins is typically derived from sedimentation generally by wind and waves and tidal movement, and the deposition of fine material suspended in the water column. Her report mentions that there didn't appear to be any clear indication of the source of the sediment in the aerial photographs, which I'll show you in a moment. The report did not note that local knowledge might reveal conditions unobservable from aerial photographs. Anecdotal evidence that we received from the applicant suggests that there is fine sediment deposition in the basin, in this location right about here, potentially a mud wave, probably as a result of having to move, get the boat up into the lift. VIMS did suggest that the project be that they dredge it. And but that's beyond the scope of the project that we have before us here. Mr. Delano believes that, and Ms. Ball believe that the startup and the cost of the dredging operation would be prohibitive, and therefore they're not in a position now to consider that. After considering the VIMS comments in an attempt to address the neighbor's concern, the applicant revised the drawing, so it went from 47 feet down to 27 feet. I pointed out in the very beginning there that there were two large jetties. We noticed that there wasn't a lot of sedimentation, a lot of movement of material that would require a jetty on the south side of the point of the basin. But we thought that there might be, with the boating activity that was suggested by the neighbor, that the reduction in the length of The jetty on the north side was a reasonable use of state-owned submerged lands. Accordingly, staff believes that two longer jetties that were originally proposed could have impacted navigation in the vicinity of the Simpsons Pier and the boat landing. However, the revised proposal should significantly reduce the potential impacts while perhaps reducing sedimentation within the basin. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after careful consideration of all the factors contained in Section 28.2-1205, Subsection A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the approval of the project as revised. That would complete my...
Jeff, can you show us on the slide there the channelward extent of the proposed jetty? Where?
It would be 27 feet. It would take it about there.
Right there. And in that direction, from that corner
yes,
of
sir.
The...
Exactly, right from there, 27 feet.
Do you know what the width of the basin is there?
I sure do.
26.
26 feet?
26 feet, sir.
Okay, so it'll stick out just about as far as the width of that basin is.
Yes, sir.
Is there. Okay. Any questions for Jeff? Mr. Tankert?
You mentioned that they had sedimentation at the mouth of this basin because essentially prop wash.
Probably. It's very fine sediments, probably being washed in by the tide and blown in by the wind. There's not a lot of transport coming down off Barnes because that would give you heavier sediment, larger part of particulate. It's very small. It's observed in this location here.
So, in other words, I fail to see where this jetty's going to do any good. I mean, it seems like they're creating their own problem.
Well, one of the things that Mr. Delano mentioned is that by putting the wall up, it would reduce the impact of the launch and recovery of the boat from the shoreline. Any of the material that was suspended by the Simpsons boat going in and out, that would push material down toward the mouth, would be stopped by the short jetty. And also that by defining the channel, better define a channel going in and out of the basin. That's okay. Their position.
Any other
questions? Just a quick question. So the adjacent property owner, the concern that they would have with it going out would be that sediment would accrete,
yes.
Or it would cause erosion to that.
It would accrete to make it difficult for them to launch the boat.
From that sandy beach?
From the sandy beach.
From the sandy beach.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mr. Robbins?
Well, Jeff, is there any evidence of longshore movement of sedimentation at adjacent properties?
It's not immediately apparent.
Okay.
You know, typically in photographs like this, not always, but if it is occurring, you kind of see it
yes.
in those aerial photographs that
right.
there's scouring occurring at some point, and you can see the cloudiness of the water. And
correct. Now, what
you don't
would
see
be
it here.
Reducing the deposition of material on this is the fact that the shoreline's been hardened.
Mm-hmm.
And that would tend to reflect wave energy back.
Okay. Any other questions? Mr. Beck?
Move that marker up and down that white line you just did.
Yes, sir.
And is that the Ball property?
Yes. With the exception, there's a dispute about the very end of it. There's a recent survey which would suggest that a portion of that is beyond the property line that was recently surveyed. But
and
yes,
the
sir.
The pier sticking out belongs to the neighbor.
That's a Simpson Pier, yes, sir. A launch area is in that pocket, right in there.
Any further questions? All right, we'll hear from the applicant. Good morning. Wendell, help Jeff. Let me swear you in while we're waiting. You solemnly swear the testimony you will give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God.
I do.
Please state your name for the record.
I am Dave Bug. I'm from Irvington. I am a lawyer, and I represent Nancy Ball, who's seated here, our agent sidekick, Don Delano. I've appeared before some of you, but not all of you before. Thank you for having us this morning and considering this application. I live at the mouth of the Potomac River, directly across from Point Lookout, Maryland, so I live in what I call ground zero for erosion. And in all my years of doing legal work on the waterfront and living on the waterfront, I think this is the first time I've ever heard somebody complain that a structure was going to increase their beach instead of decrease it. If I may put this housing
there. Just lay it right up there. There you go.
This lagoon was actually built back in the 60s before there were regulations that prohibited that kind of activity. So this is all actually private bottom land. And then in 2005, the old wooden bulkhead was replaced with vinyl bulkhead, and the vinyl bulkhead in these areas, I think, went 2 feet beyond the old one, which was an encroachment. This commission gave Ms. Ball a permit to erect that bulkhead. That was about a $150,000 project in 2005. Now, this is what the area looked like at the time. This is the Simpson property, the Simpson dock, and the area that we've been talking about. You'll see is heavily covered by trees. At this point, this is the boat lift. These folks were having absolutely no trouble getting this 27-foot twin-engine Everglades in and out of there. They had visitors who were able to moor along here and perhaps along here without any trouble. What happened was that pardon me for a moment. Ms. Simpson cleared all of the trees on the riverbank, and there was a period of time after those trees were cleared that there was no protection. And then in 2012, I think, the revetment was put in. Well, when that riverbank was cleared and there was no protection whatsoever, that is when the material moved. That is when this area filled up with material, and now, and Jeff said they can get in at low tide but not high tide. He had that one backwards, obviously. But at anything other than high tide, since that happened, these folks simply cannot get in and out of there because of the material that moved in. To give you an idea of what the original proposal looked like on the water, the focus is not good, but I drew arrows down to where the poles were. They were for the ends of the two groins as originally applied for. And this pole here would be the originally applied for length, and so the 27 feet is something on the order of right in here. Vim's talked about dredging. As everyone on this bench knows, the dredging is expensive. It is a mess as to what you do with this material. People that simply dredge and there's no structure there to keep it from filling back in, you see it over and over again, it fills back in. It is my client's hope that with this groin in place, which will permit them to operate the boat along a fixed barrier, if you will, that simply using the lagoon, if you will, with their boat and having that structure there will cause just using the boat to open up enough of a channel to permit them to use that lagoon the way they used to. It isn't going to change the fact that the other areas are silted up, but this groin, they hope, will address the situation over time, and it will stop whatever material is coming this way from coming back into the lagoon. And so that is their hope. That's where the material came from And we certainly hope and ask that you approve this as recommended by staff. Questions?
Any questions, Mr. Boggs? Yes, sir. Mr. Beck?
Did you say the trees were removed?
They were.
Well, I wonder how you do that under the Chesapeake Bay Act.
Well, that's a good question because that's for another place and another day. They did not get a permit to do that. But of course, that's a Westmoreland County matter. But that's a good question.
Well, it's pretty obvious why it filled in.
Yes.
Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is the neighboring property now planted in a ground cover? Because there have been several different photos here. Do you know if it's currently planted?
No.
It's not? Okay.
No.
And what reaction did you have to the BIM's recommendation about temporarily or periodically simply maintenance dredging the basin?
Well, I think one of the things that BIM's report noted was that based on their information, they didn't see where material was actually moving toward the basin that would silt it in. But as these folks who deal with it every day, who see it for a long period of time, can say, yes, that is happening. But I think the major concern is the permitting process, the cost, and what you have to do with the spoil. And it is a very expensive undertaking and an undertaking of uncertain result.
Any other questions? All right, thank you. Do you have anyone else wishing to speak in favor of the application?
I don't believe so. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Is anyone here wishing to speak in opposition to the application? I note there was a letter that was laid in staff. Put that in front of us today from Ms. Simpson.
That from Ms. Simpson this morning.
Right. And I assume everyone's seen a copy of that. Seeing no further comment, the matter is before the commission. Mr. Sessions.
I tend to agree with staff on this. And if I'm hearing this correctly, it sounds like the worst-case scenario is that the beach will accrete in front of the riprap between the subject property and the adjacent one, and I guess even worse than that, then the beach that the boat is launched on would accrete. I'm not hearing any other negatives than that. So my thinking is to support staff's recommendation.
Is that a motion?
I'll make that a motion, yes.
All right. There's a motion to approve staff's recommendation. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Palmer. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.